And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1989. Hi, I'm Fred Wobey. We like to keep the voice in the public relations department busy all the time, and you can help us by cracking the whip on them. If you happen to hear about the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service on another magazine, or perhaps on a subcarrier reading service, or even on a shortwave radio station, let us know what you heard, when you heard it, and where you heard it by dropping us a card or letter to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And we'll keep those guys real busy, okay? On part one of the DX Audio Service, I mentioned about some of those air check collecting services. And I just happened to find two addresses, which I should pass along to those of you that are interested. One is called California Air Check. Their address is Post Office Box 4408, San Diego, California, 92104. Another service is called American Air Check, and you can contact them by writing to John Quincy, Q-U-I-N-C-Y. The address is 1721 Ashley Hall Road. That's three words, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Hall, H-A-L-L, Road, Apartment 5R in Charleston, South Carolina. And the zip code is 29407. So you're going to write to those and get some information on some of these air checked collecting companies. And here's a guy that we keep collecting all his tapes all the time. John Bowker with a look at the travelogue.
Yes, and Fred, do you realize we're all the way down to 1540, and we'll do 1550 on this tape, too. So we've only got another, after today, about five more frequencies. We'll get this done in another 3 months or so. I say five because I do have a station at 1610 that I just recorded on a trip to Florida. Well, hello again, everybody. Glad to be back with you here on the travelogue. By the way, in referring to the travelogue, the patent-pending copyright standard trademark thing has that spelled with two L's, T-R-A-V-E-L-L-O-G. See, I bring that up only because somebody wrote me a note and spelled it with one L, and boy, did that look funny. So when you're talking about it, remember it's spelled with two L's. It gets just a little more emphasis that way. 1540 is one of those very interesting frequencies, because if you remember back to the January 1989 tape, I mentioned that there were three frequencies set up for experimentation by the FCC, 1530, 1550, and 1570, although they never got to use 1570, at least as far as I know they didn't anyway. And that left some interesting things when they went back to a 10 kilohertz spacing, which they did at that Havana conference in 1941. And what they did was to set aside the frequency of 1540 and gave that away to the Bahama Islands. It was a quid pro quo sort of thing, a trade-off, in other words, with the British government. But that became a Bahamian clear channel. 1560, let's see, I want to make sure I get these right. I might as well look at my notes. Oh, yeah, that was Cuban. That's true. We split that with the Cubans, but the Cubans took it over initially. We got it back. Oh, we win in the end. Don't worry about that. And then 1580, we agreed with the Canadians that that would be their clear channel. And so they got, you know, a whole bunch. Canadians got a whole bunch of clear channels. So did the Cubans. The Bahamians got the 1540. But little by little, our stations have eked out a piece of the pie, as it were, covering the continental United States, at least, at 1540. And by definition, there is no single one Class A station, Class 1A is really what I should say, at 1540, because it would become dominant, and that would violate the Bahamian Act. Now, that's all being reviewed right now. As a matter of fact, there was a decision made in 1981 that the United States would declare it as a clear channel so that we could break it up of all dumb things. But that's under appeal, and I don't know what's going to happen there. Why don't we listen to what the DX Audio Service has in its tapes at 1540 on the dial of air checks taken right off the air of the stations around the country. Here we go, 1540.
WARD, Fitston, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Hazleton. All talk radio for the great Northeast.
I should say so. The only thing they talk about are the cities they serve. There isn't time left for anything else.
This is the great country. WNIO, Niles.
Who's that guy trying to impress? Jeez.
Serving East Central Ohio for 24 years. Your dial is set to 1540 AM WBTC, Eurexville.
CBS News, I'm Rob Armstrong.
Unfortunately for that one, I was in West Central Ohio when I recorded it, so you'll have to forgive the buzz on that.
1540 WABK, Newport.
This is KSKQ Los Angeles. Esta es la superpotencia hispana. 50,000 watts en estéreo cubriendo el sur de California.
With one away and nobody on, we pause for station identification on the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Come on, fellas.
The Capital District's AM stereo radio station, 1540 WPTR Albany, the official home of the New York Mets.
The hitter is Kevin Mitchell.
I could have sworn it was Shea Stadium, but I don't know.
6 o'clock at WPTR Albany. Fire at an area lumber yard. Here's Phil Gregory to tell us all about it.
Good morning. What used to be the Berkshire Lumber Company in
And now the best music on the best station, WPTR Albany.
That's a nice effect they have on that microphone.
Station WRCP 104.5 FM 1540 AM Philadelphia.
That's the voice of the late Patsy Cline on WDON. It's high noon, high noon. WDON Wheaton, Maryland, with more Capital Country music.
Now we get them better in a minute. Get them a lot better.
Celebrating 25 years of broadcast service, we are WNIO Niles.
Yeah, that's a little more reasonable ID out of that station, I think, than we had a minute ago.
Music you've always loved on Easy 1540, WECZ, Punxsutawney, Brookville.
From ABC News, I'm Roger Skibinus.
That's where the woodchuck comes from, you know, every spring, February 2nd, Punxsutawney.
WQTZ, WADM, Decatur, Bluffton, Fort Wayne, it's 7 o'clock.
Heading for high ground. This is a Network Indiana News Brief. I'm Alden Taylor.
Providing distinctive cultural identity to more than 30 ethnocultural groups within today's Canadian society. 1540 on the dial. This is CHIN Toronto.
Actually got a legal ID out of Canada.
From 1540, WKIE, Richmond.
40 degrees is our temperature, and I will be checking the forecast for you after the news. It's 11 o'clock now, and time to check in with ABC right here on AM 1540, WADK, Newport.
Yeah, let's see, we had that one with a jingle a few minutes ago. And this one here, WDON, of course it's not on the air anymore in Wheaton, Maryland, which is, by the way, just a northern suburb of Washington, D.C. That's Wheaton, Maryland. And but they did have a cute jingle back when they were WDON. I have a couple of cuts of it here. One of them kind of got damaged a little bit. Listen.
The sound that helps make Maryland famous, WDON, Wheaton, Maryland. WDON, Wheaton, Maryland.
Now, those go back to 1972 and 1973 when those were recorded. At Christmas time, 1988, that's not so long ago, just a couple of months ago, actually only a month and a half ago, really, my wife and I were in Wheaton, Maryland, and we recorded this.
Este es el noticiero 1540 de esta hora.
Been a slight change in Wheaton, 10, 12 years.
Doggy game shows.
Okay.
Well, why not? Man's best friend deserves a little television. It's got to be better than some of the stuff you see on cable these days. Now, this is KLSY, FM, and AM, Bellevue, Seattle. I am Bruce Murdoch. It's just ahead of 9 o'clock.
You may have thought the fellow said K-O-S-Y, but the letters L and O are the most easily confused, I think, in the English language. And if that thought has never struck you, be sensitive to it. But it was KLSY, Bellevue, and thank you to Mark Strickert, who just sent that tape in this week. Thanks very much, Mark. Okay, let's continue, and we will go out to the sunny southwest in the Salt River Valley.
KASA, Phoenix.
And this is radio station WABQ, concluding another day of broadcasting on an assigned frequency of 1540 kilocycles. WABQ is owned and operated by the Booth Broadcasting Company, who is authorized by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast from our studios at 2644 St. Clair Avenue. Our transmitter is located at 5470 Lake Court and operates with the power of 1,000 non-directional watts. WABQ will return to the airways at 7:15 tomorrow morning with the King Curtis Show. Until then, please try to arrive alive.
Lift every voice and
you know, I should hold it there for a second, because that KXEL was recorded from here in Princeton Junction, New Jersey. And I've never been in Waterloo, Iowa, although the tower tips that we put in DX News that show where all the towers for all the stations are, from time to time we do that anyway, shows they have two towers and ought to be putting a pretty good signal in here. And in fact, I'd say, considering how close we are to Albany, New York here, the Albany signal is beamed away from us. But KXEL, I thought that came in reasonably well. 50,000 watts from what? Must be 1,100, 1,200 miles from here, at least. Oh, more than that. 1,300 miles.
News travels fastest on radio. First on WKXR Exeter. Radio 1540. Full-time FM 107. For the sound of information.
WLOI, La Porte.
Good morning. This is radio station KGLA, Gretna, Louisiana.
This is WYRD, East Syracuse.
On July the 26th, 1979, WCBK-AM and WCBK-FM were granted licenses by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until August the 1st, 1982. We invite you to send specific suggestions or comments concerning our station's operation and programming efforts to Dave Keister, in care of WCBK, Post Office Box 1577, Martinsville, Indiana. Unless otherwise requested, all letters received will be available for public inspection during regular business hours.
Day 25, and for love's own sake, we've got a look at Sports Scoreboard coming your way here shortly.
This is the pilot service, WBCO and WBCO-FM, Bucyrus.
You're listening to Faith, 1540 KMIA, Fort Worth, Dallas.
Okay, what do you say we move on to 1550 and see what we have here?
You're listening to Polka Weekend on Ward Talk Radio, WARD, Pittston, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and the Great Northeast. Time now for an AP News Break.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't have it both ways, fellas. You were at 1540 not 10 minutes ago. One of us has made a mistake. Either they're broadcasting both at 1540 and 1550, or I shouldn't have had it on the 1540 tape. And I guess for the time being, just temporarily, erase it from the 1540 tape, fellas and gals. Okay, sorry about that. It happens every now and then. Ernie Holt keeps calling me saying, how come you got this station on that frequency when it's over there or something? I keep telling Ernie, oh, well, Ernie, you see, they moved frequencies. But I can't do that on WARD, I'm afraid. Sorry about that.
AP Network News, I'm Sam Litzinger.
As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you.
Kenny Rogers, Through the Years.
From his album Share Your Love on WTTC, WTTC-FM, to Wanda, Pennsylvania, it's Mutual News Time, 1:30.
Exit visas in the works in Moscow. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Curie.
Yeah, at WTTC, I didn't know where Towanda was, but on the way back from the Lima convention, NRC convention in 1987, I came back through the northern tier of Pennsylvania along U.S. Route 6. A very long and slow road, but very pretty, going through the mountains of Pennsylvania, the northern mountains. And every now and then you get a glimpse of some of the mountains of southern New York State, too, as you go along there. Very pretty. But anyway, their biggest life was WTTC.
WTTC, AM 1550 and WTTC-FM 95.3. Serving the twin tiers of northeastern Pennsylvania and south-central New York State with adult contemporary, country, rock, big band, jazz, and beautiful music. The latest news, weather, and sports. For over 28 years, WTTC Radio and you.
WRHC, Coral Gables, Miami, and Hialeah.
WRHC, Cadena Azul.
That's from Tim Hendel. Nice ID, Tim. I like that one. Particularly the part about Hialeah.
Si maneja, no tome. Y si toma, tome materna.
Word Radio 1550 is KQXI, Arvada, Denver.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. It is the midnight cry.
WMLB West Hartford.
Giant Killers. Hi, everyone. Jim Gannon, Mutuals.
AMA Radio Hit en Tampa, Florida, transmitiendo con 10,000 watts de potencia en los 1550 kHz. AMA Radio Hit, sirviendo a más ciudades desde el mismo corazón de la ciudad de Tampa.
WBFJ, Winston-Salem.
This is Total Radio, 1550 KQWB, West Fargo, Fargo. It's just after 11 o'clock, Friday night, with John Brandt and Music from America.
WCSJ, Morris, Illinois, 1550 on your AM dial. It's 4 o'clock, and it's time for the 4 o'clock local weather report.
Got to get that one again, Fred, I think. She didn't come through that clearly.
Classics are on us. KKHI San Francisco, 95.7 FM stereo, 1550 AM.
WLIT Mobile.
And now, it's time for WLIT's very own Sister Georgia Williams.
It sounded good, didn't it, Joe? Joe Sorensen down in Mobile.
WJLY, Braddock, Pittsburgh, AM 1550.
1550, WCKZ Braddock now ends its broadcast day. WCKZ.
And we got a third one from Braddock here coming up shortly.
Operates on a frequency of 1550 kilohertz with a power of 1,000 watts, sunrise to sunset, by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. Join us tomorrow morning for more of rock and easy music on Pittsburgh's FM 97.
We're WDLI Delaware.
The four Detroit bats in their half of the fifth inning. 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves once again. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Join WMIR's Tammy Friend for music and more weekday afternoons on Radio 1550 WMIR, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Okay, now I got to tell you, I'm very proud of that ID, even though it's what I would call a Class C. It's full of hiss. But coming back from the Milwaukee convention this past Labor Day of 1988, if you remember, the weather did not cooperate fully with us. It rained, there was lightning and thunder, static all over the AM dial. And my son and I left the Milwaukee convention around about a little after 2 o'clock, I guess, on Sunday, and drove west. We decided we'd go out and see if we couldn't pick up the Beloit stations on the way south and then come down through the northern suburbs of Chicago and all that and pick up what we could. And we got out there, and we went right through Lake Geneva. And what was it? About 10 minutes of 3, John, I think. And we decided, well, we're really expected home for dinner around 5, and that's in northwest Indiana. We better keep going, and we'll go until we start to pick up a little hiss. Well, we picked up a little hiss on WMIR. And by then it was just downpour, torrential rain. You know, not the heaviest we'd ever seen, no, but it was terrible. And we had these 5 tape recorders, and driving along in a Mercury Bobcat. We thought, well, let's get away from the power lines, and we had some big sheets of plastic, and we put the plastic over the street and over the tape recorders, and we set them to each of the different frequencies. But by then, we'd gone another 4 or 5 miles south of Lake Geneva, and what you heard was the result. But by golly, I'm proud of that. We paid for that WMIR break, John. Okay, now let's see. Where do we go from here? Yes, we'll go to the central innards of California. I'm sure they'd love to hear me say that.
This is WEXT Radio in West Hartford, Connecticut, 1550 on your dial. We'll see you Saturday morning. Until then, God love you. It's 11 o'clock, news time.
This is WVAZ Kingston, New York.
The Sound of Entertainment, WKOT Kingston.
This is an AM radio station, so why don't you just rewind that and take it again?
And you're listening to WNTN-AM, 1550 on your dial in Newton, Mass.
Friday afternoon with Gary Hay, the weekend is here on WSHN, AM-FM, Fremont, Muskegon.
Send your letters today to KRGO, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84120. You must give your name, but it will be withheld upon your request. Send your letters today to KRGO, the station that cares.
This is KRGO Radio. We're happy to have the 60 people in Yost as part of Cargo Country.
KRGO 1550.
Roy Clark on Cargo. Right or left at Oak Street.
WSER, Elston.
WDAB 1550 in beautiful downtown Virginia Beach, where the golden age of radio lives.
WPTN AM and FM in Cookeville, Tennessee. It's 80 degrees.
Good music stations, WLOA and WLOA Stereo FM, Braddock.
In Robertsville, this is WCVL.
Now 77, street level degrees. I'm Greg Everett.
KKJO.
Ladies and gentlemen, a proud citizen of a growing city.
KKJO St. Joseph.
This is the CBC Radio Network.
Here's some great entertainment on Variety International. Tonight at 8:03 on the CBE in Windsor, 1550 on the dial.
Hey, did you notice, I've heard them do that before on this station in Windsor. It's right across the river from Detroit, of course. They call it the CBE. And as the Europeans do, the Canadians refer to many of their route numbers, their highways, as the. For instance, when you drive from Windsor to Toronto, gee, what is it, 401? They say you take the 401 or the Queensway. That, I guess that makes more sense. But they put a the in front of certain words. And then when they come to the word hospital, they never put a the in front of it. They use hospital the same way we use the word school. They say the person was taken to hospital, the same way we say the little girl went to school. They don't put a the there, but they, I don't know. You had to be there, I guess. Let's go back to the tape.
This is WPGD in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We proclaim God's deliverance.
Good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. This is news from WCGR Canandaigua, the 5 o'clock report being brought to you by Becker Motors.
UTQ Country is WUTQ Utica at 1550.
And that's the 1550 tape as we have it here at the DX Audio Service. Thanks to Sun John for those last two, the one in Utica, the one in East Syracuse earlier, and the one in Newcastle, Indiana. There we are. Well, Fred, let's see. Next week I plan to take a week off, but next month on the DX Audio Service for March, We'll be back bushy-tailed, I hope, bright-eyed, and we'll be doing 1560 and 1570.
Very good, John. And I got one thing here before you leave that might interest you. A couple nights ago, I was tuning across the dial from 1500 to 1600 and just happened to stop on this frequency that, mind you, now the tape was rolling at the time. So, you know, I just caught this out of pure accident. See if you can identify the station here. I'll give you a hint. 1540 was the frequency. And right after those teletype bells, they dropped a night pattern or whatever, and they were gone. So goes the DX in Lima, Ohio. See you later, John.
Have fun. We'll be in touch. Bye.
Wonder if I can get a reception report out, or I should say a QSL card out of that, John. Anyways, if you'd like to contribute something to the travel log with two L's, be sure to drop it on a cassette with full documentation to John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. Address is 14 Canoe Brook Drive. That's three words, Canoe Brook Drive, Princeton Junction, New Jersey. That's abbreviated JCT, by the way. And the zip code is 08550. Now here's a guy that's not in any abbreviation nor in his briefs. Here's Phil Wayne with a look at Market Scope.
Well, thanks once again, Fred. This is Market Scope once again, and once again, I'm Phil Wayne. This month, we're back in Denver once again, and we're looking at Denver's FMs with KCDC's Bill Koppelman once again. Speaking of KCDC, let's give him a quick listen before Bill gets here.
A good citizen reminder from 90.7 KCDC, the Longmont station. And this is Don't Know What You Got by Cinderella.
It's 55 degrees at our KCDC studios. Weather for Longmont and the St. Vrain Valley. Sunny and warm today with the high in the mid-70s. Tonight, fair and mild with the low near 40. Wednesday, sunny and warmer, the high in the upper 70s. Looking ahead, Thursday through Saturday, warm and dry. Highs near 70 and lows in the mid-30s. And here's Vinnie Chart with Alone.
K-High 94.7 begins our sweep of the FM band. K-High, K-H-I-H, is licensed to serve Boulder. However, its studios are not in Boulder, but in a suburb of Denver. The frequency used to belong to KBVL, which was a subsidiary of its AM sister station, KBOL 1490. However, KBOL's owner chose to sell the frequency when he found out he could get more than $1 million for it. By the way, you might be interested to know that the previous format was a classical format and was one of the few commercial stations in the Boulder, Denver area to be classical and commercial. However, that doesn't say much because it was pretty much low budget. K-High started out, about 2 years ago, with a rock format, 60s, 80s format. They first started out with carts, and just played same stuff over and over again. They became slicker and slicker as time went along, but apparently the ratings weren't with them, so they decided to try something new. Some of you have heard the Breeze format. No, that's not what they decided to try, but it's very close. It's a sort of a new age jazz light rock kind of format. I think you'll find it interesting. Here it is.
94.7 FM K-High and the amazing guitar of Earl Klugh right there from Living Inside Your Love. That was the April Fool's Guitaro before that. Kind of an oceanic pause in between those two songs. Close your eyes. You're not quite sure where you were on that one, huh? And we heard Milky Way from the Tenku CD. Lost England before that, a new band with Woman of Algiers, and Sade from the Promise album. It's Never As Good As the First Time. It's, about 14 minutes until 10 o'clock. I'm Kim Ketchell in for Lori Cobb tonight. I'll be back with music from James Taylor.
KSYY 95.7 is Denver's soft oldie format. They've only been around for 2 years, replacing all-hit KPKE.
Easy-going favorites from yesterday and today. We're Denver's sunny 95.7 KSYY. Denver's sunny KSYY.
Music and memories from 74. That's Carl Carlton with Everlasting Love. Also Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride. It's a perfect song, really, to be listening to while you're, jogging or perhaps walk, running, whatever the case may be. You got your Walkman on and just, no one's going to break my stride. That's the motto. Gallery 2 from 72 and I Believe in Music.
I'm meteorologist Paul Potter. And now another 30 minutes of easygoing favorites. Denver sunny, 95.7 KSYY.
Sunny.
KBCO is Boulder's album-oriented rock station, with a difference, I might add. It was originally FM, and now, within the last 2 years, it now has purchased an AM sister. The AM side usually does not simulcast with its sister FM, so now, KBCO FM.
I've been there, I've done that. That is from the soundtrack to Johnny Be Good, and you can finally get it on a John Astley album, too. Although, it's a little different mix on the new John Astley album, The Complete Angler. Been there, done that. We had The Underground from Ira Stein and Russell Walder. Also, Bob Dylan, Stuck Inside of Memphis with those Mobile Blues again. Or is it the other way around? Tickets go on sale tomorrow, the 11th Westward Denver International Film Festival. There's a new band that's really knocking us out here at KBCO. They're called Hothouse Flowers. This is It'll Be Easier in the Morning on KBCO.
Many of the big cities have had their own version of magic. Denver has its magic, too, at 100.3.
Magic 100, KMJI. With more winners, more often.
The name game.
This is Ann Hartman-Meck.
Hi, Ann Hartman-Meck. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, good. You just won $100.
Yeah.
That should make you feel pretty good.
It feels great.
I'm Barbara in Richmond.
Oh, great. Good enough. We got $100 for you.
Okay. Just tell me how to get it.
It's the magic name game.
Okay.
It's magic. It'll just appear.
It's just magic, and it's going to appear.
Yes.
Okay.
Your chance to win is coming up on Denver's Magic 100.
Q103.5 is Denver's, now what format should we really choose format station? Because they just enjoy changing the format just a little bit here and a little bit there all the time. Anyhow, this is the current format that they're featuring right now.
103.5 FM, the new Q103 with Denver After Dark. I'm Diane Allen. Glad you could join me tonight. And coming up, we've got another 103 minutes of nonstop light rock.
Club
Denver After Dark on the new Q103 FM.
The new Q103 FM.
KS104, KQKS, is another station that's something similar to K-High in the fact that it was originally KLMO's FM sister. However, here again, the frequency was sold to a Denver group, and even though it's licensed to Longmont, you would hardly know it. KS104 plays all hit radio.
KQKS, Longmont, Denver.
Always at least 10 songs in a row. Denver's all hit KS104. Tim O'Brien.
How you doing, huh?
You are about to hear an important change in the way you win up to $5,000 cash from All Hit KS104. A winning 10 in a row will begin not with Love Bites, but with Kokomo by the Beach Boys. And it will end not with Angel, but with any George Michael song. How easy is that? It's no contest. You're here to listen to the music anyway. So you might as well win with All Hit KS104's $5,000 10 in a row cash payoff. Oh, and coming soon, there'll be another way for you to win thousands of dollars from All Hit KS104.
The excitement is back.
You're just ahead of another 10 hits in a row on KS104.
KXKL Cool 105 has been around now for a little over a year, about a year and 2 months. When they first came on, they were simulcasting. However, these days, KXKL AM does their own thing. This is Cool 105.
Hi, everybody. Elvis from the Heartbreak Hotel in the Sky. I want you to spend the day with me in the Cool Wake Up Club on Denver's 2, Sunday, October 16th. They'll be playing three of my favorite flicks starting at 10 a.m. And at 6, put on your blue suede shoes, baby, because I'll be rocking an Elvis 56. Watch it win a real 1956 jukebox filled with your favorite cool classics from Cool and Denver's 2, from me and the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and the Supremes. Send a postcard with your name, baby, address, and phone number to Cool. Spend the day with Elvis, 1165 Delaware, Denver, Colorado, 80204. Watch for your name on the Elvis Blast of the Bass October 16th on Denver's 2. Deadline for entry is 4 p.m. on October 14th. Oh, I'll be all shook up if you miss it, baby. See you on the 16th.
Cousin Breezy right here on Cool 105.
Thank you very much, Bill, for all your tuner-tweaking talents in the nation's 14th largest radio market. And the best of luck to you at KCDC. You know, Fred, that gives me an idea. Why don't we get a bunch of air checks from the broadcasters in our subscribership and feature them on an audio service some month? See, we could get Bill Koppelman, we get Laura McCusker from WROW, Jerry Starr from Hot FM 101, John Bowker, the big boy with the big boy voice in his pre-WNRC days, and maybe even Bob Walker emptying wastebaskets and saying, "Can I get you more coffee, Mr. Donovan?" from Nova's WHAS. Well, what do you think? Any volunteers? That's just a thought. And that's Market Scope. I'm Phil Wayne. And speaking of talents, listen to this.
Welcome to the format section of the NRC DX audio service for January 1989. I'm your host, Ed Mitkus, and now on with the changes. We'll start at the low end of the AM dial at WYLO, Jackson, Wisconsin. They're now Religious Ethnic. At 56 on the dial, WIND, Chicago, Illinois, is now Spanish Adult Contemporary. AM 62, WTMG, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is now Talk Information Adult Contemporary. 64, WFOF, Wildwood, Florida, is a new station, and they're signing on with a religious format. 68, in Baltimore, WCBM, is now All Talk as of November 1st, with many of the old WFBR crew. AM 68 also in Binghamton, New York, WINR, is Big Band Nostalgic, running CBS News 24 hours a day. AM 74 is WRPX Hudson, Wisconsin. They're now back on the air with oldies. 75 is WNVZ Portage, Indiana, with religion. AM 76 in San Antonio is WSJL. They are now the Satellite Music Network's Z-Rock format. 77 in Athens, Alabama is WVNN, X Country and Western Music. They're now News Talk with some business news. AM 84 in Mims, Florida, WPGS, is now Sun Talk Network. 85, WAIT, Crystal Lake, Illinois, is Adult Contemporary with ethnic programming on the weekends. AM 86 in Milwaukee, WNOV, is now Urban Contemporary. 89, KPTO, Citrus Heights, California, is new, to be on the air in 6 months to a year, and they will be religious when they sign on. So for all of you out there in California, there goes WLS. 1050, WLIP, Kenosha, Wisconsin, is now Adult Contemporary Information. 1060, Benton Harbor, Michigan, WHFB, is Country and Western. Moving on up the dial to 1220 in Waukegan, Illinois, we find WKRS with information and talk. At 1230 on the dial, WEEX, Easton, Pennsylvania, is Oldies from the Satellite Music Network. 1360, WLBK, DeKalb, Illinois, is now Adult Contemporary Information. WENE, Endicott, New York, is now Oldies and their 24 hours no silent period. WKDC 1530, Elmhurst, Illinois, is MOR Ethnic. 1560 WPAD, Paducah, Kentucky, is now Country and Western, and they run the Interstate Radio Network overnights. 1570 WBUZ, Fredonia, New York, is back on the air with Adult Contemporary. And 1600 WAOS, Estelle, Georgia, is now Spanish. Well, that'll about do it for this edition of Formats, direct from the pages of DX News. I'm your host, Ed Mitkus, 73s and good DX.
Since this is the first time highlights of the column I edit for DX News, called Domestic DX Digest, or DDXD for short, will be heard on the NRC's DX audio service, let me say it's a pleasure to be a part of the service, as I know it brings a great deal of information and enjoyment to many subscribers who do not receive the DX News magazine. For those of you who may be wondering, what is Domestic DX Digest? Let me take a couple of minutes of this initial column to explain. Domestic DX Digest, and let me stress domestic as being that from the USA and Canada only, is made up of tips and catches, which includes information so as to let other DXers know what is being heard on the old AM band. This sometimes alerts others in the same geographic area make that same logging. DDXD is divided into several sections, some of which do not appear every week. It all depends on what is sent in. To save time this first issue, I'll briefly go over the sections which contain most of the material. In subsequent months, I'll cover the rest. First, we have special, which includes notes on programming, such as format changes, stereo news, first-time heard notices of news stations, frequency changes, etc. Items appearing here do not necessarily have to be DX, as you can tip other DXers off to the latest changes or happenings in your local area or radio market. The two major portions of the column are the regular loggings divided into two categories, midnight to noon, which is mostly early morning activity for you early risers, and catches from noon to midnight for you night owls. Let's get into the DX highlights for this month and see what's being heard. Wait a minute. I want to explain one thing first. Just as shortwave DXers use UTC for a time standard, we as medium-wave DXers need one too. So we use what is called Eastern Listening Time. If you live in the Eastern Time Zone, report your actual clock time. If you live in the Central Time Zone, add an hour, and so on. Okay? Okay, let's go. This time we're going to cover issues 13, 14, 15, and 16 from DX News, so let's look at issue 13's special notes. Artie Bigley of San Antonio, Texas, reports that KSJL 760 in the Alamo City has recently gone to the Z-Rock format and no longer simulcasts with its sister FM station. Artie also reports that WACO 1460 in Waco, Texas, is now ABC TalkNet, formerly being Country and Western. Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa, checks in with word that KOIL 1290 in Omaha will be on with CQAM stereo soon after the first of the year, so they may already be turning on stereo lights on receivers by now. Rick talked with COIL's program director, Terry Mason, who supplied this info. Two items from Ed Mitkus of Zionville, North Carolina. The first is that WNVA 1350 in Norton, Virginia, is now a member of the Sun Talk Network, and 1510 in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, WXLX is now silent. Ed called the Chamber of Commerce to verify this last one. Two notes from Tim Hall of Chula Vista, California, appeared in issue 13. The first was that the new KPSL 1010 in Thousand Palms, California, is now on. He heard them back on December 5th from 0230 to 0259 with nonstop classical music to 0257, and then the slogan, "We're the all-new classical, KPSL, bringing the classics to all of Palm Springs." They then asked for suggestions on what kind of programming listeners would like to hear. They gave a Palm Springs mailing address, but the signal was surprisingly weak, and he couldn't copy it. The sign-off announcement at 0259 said they'd return at 0900. Well, phew! That's it for this edition of the Best of DDXD. For those of you who wish to contribute to DDXD, my address is 2160 Farm to Market Road, That's 2160 Farm to Market Road, Johnson City, New York. Johnson City, New York, 13790-9520 is the zip. 13790-9520. We'll see you next month when we'll pass along more DX catches, maybe yours, from the pages of DX News. This is Bill Hale for the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Bill. And as you can hear, we've got some new editors and some new columns here at the DX Audio Service. I'd like to thank everyone for helping out. As usual, we've had more material than we can actually put on a C90 cassette. Gee, I wish there'd be some way we can compress all that information. Well, anyways, we'll catch up to it in next month, I guess. The DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club Incorporated and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. See you in March.